Did you hear Mr. T turned into an octopus?
What?!
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How much?
Welcome to iHeart Snacks.
Yeah. It's Saturday today.
You know that? It is.
Yeah.
Because the show's made on Saturdays.
And shipped out on Saturdays.
Speaking of,
it's really Friday.
I hate you!
It is. You can't lie to the people, Joe.
Didn't you ever hear what Abe Lincoln said?
Oh, what did he say?
He said, 4 score and 7 years ago, Ben's a tool!
It's Friday. Cinco de Mayo.
No, he said that you can fool some of the people some of the time, all of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all the time.
What?
Let me start again.
Okay, is he weird?
He's a good philosopher.
No.
You know what he invented?
What? Slaves?
No! He invented anti-slaves.
Oh.
They're like robots that killed slave owners. They went out and went, rrr, rrr, destroy slave owners. Rrr,
okay,
rrr.
So today's Friday. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And we're doing this on Friday because I can't hang out on Saturday.
Because you're going to go see Heather.
Yeah, we're going to plan out the next Heather and Ben show.
Hey, Homer. Way to get Marge pregnant.
TheHeatherAndBenShow.com.
I've never heard of this show.
Go check
you do
it
another
out.
Show?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know what I bet that show is?
What?
Crap.
How dare you. So who else is here with us today?
We have a guest for, I think...
Our first guest. No?
Maggie was on the show.
That's right.
She wasn't really a guest. She kind of just was talking to us and didn't realize she was on the air.
That's true.
But we actually have someone in studio today.
Yep.
You may know her from the Ice Cream Sandwich Radio Show.
Wait, what's that?
It's this other show we used to do.
Oh.
We still do it. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Erica's here.
Erica. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much.
How's your Friday going?
It's Saturday, you dip.
It's Friday. Come on. Cinco de Mayo.
It's not Cinco de Mayo. It's Seis de Mayo.
Okay, fine.
Shipped out on Saturdays.
You believe what you want to believe.
It's Friday in America, but not China. Sorry, what were you going to say, Erica? Alright, enough about us, because we're boring. Let's talk about America.
Why, what's going on with America?
There's this new fad. It's called, let's sing the national anthem in other languages.
Oh. Cool.
And then there's this other new fad called, let's kill Spanish people.
Oh my god, that's a fad?
Yeah, what they did was
it goes out soon.
Yeah, me too. They found the robots that used to kill slave owners, and they just programmed them a little differently to kill Spanish people and stop them from singing the national anthem.
Holy cow.
In any language.
You can't even sing it in American?
No, you can't sing it in American or in Spanish. Español, as I call it.
Okay.
So what do you think about this, Erica?
I don't really mind. I think I'd like to hear it in Spanish with a little bit of a Latin beat underneath it. I think it'd be fantastic. Muy fantástico.
You know, I think whoever did this went about it all wrong. If you wanted a Spanish version of the Star Spangled Banner, it's our national anthem, but I don't know if you knew this.
What?
You should have gotten Shakira to do it.
Oh boy.
I dare someone to tell me that would not be hot.
She'd sing it with her hips.
Yeah.
I would dare that person. And then when they said it wasn't, I'd punch him.
Wow.
If it was a woman, you know where I'd punch her?
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to say it.
Oh, boy. Say it. Come on. We got to be controversial. We haven't got an email.
All right.
We need some email.
Yeah, say it. Where would you punch a woman?
The ear, huh?
Yeah, right in the ear.
Oh, boy.
Ow. That's our weak spot.
Speaking of controversial.
Now everybody knows.
The ear.
We haven't gotten any emails. Because I think we're just too nice about a lot of things.
Why? We need to be mean?
Yeah.
You know what? You guys are real dicks to each other. You're always talking about each other's moms.
Well, because Ben's mom's a whore.
Oh, boy.
She's a dirty, filthy whore. And she has a MySpace page. And if you go to it, you know what you're going to see?
What?
A dirty, filthy whore.
Oh, my God. Stop.
That's right. Mrs. Ross. You know what you should do to Mrs. Ross? Give her a call. 516.
What? 516?
Five, no. What's our show number?
Drop it.
718.
No, you don't even.
718.
Yeah, continue.
304.
Oh.
7. 6?
No.
7?
Oh, God. You're horrible. Don't even know the number.
Give us a call just like... Wait. Say the number.
718-304-7853.
And then you can be on the air like this guy.
Okay, we're going to play...
Yeah, play it.
Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Tom Cruise. I was just calling up to tell you, go see my movie, MI3. It stands for Mission Impossible 3. And I also like to tell you that to buy these drugs I sell, it's called How to Rape Katie Holmes, the drug. All right. Dope juice!
What character, you?
Oh. What a character that sounds.
Boy, is he a character.
He's always charactering it up. I can't believe he raped Katie Holmes with this hybrid drugs he invented. I thought he was against drugs.
I think he's against drugs that aren't made by Scientologists.
Oh.
See, if you're a Scientologist and you make drugs, he's all for those.
Yeah. Normally, I wouldn't agree with raping women.
Okay.
But since
normally?
Normally. I mean, certain principles I have are against that. But,
With Katie Holmes, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's a fan of the show.
Oh, okay.
Tom Cruise. He obviously had the number, so.
Yeah.
Just
That's
like.
Disgusting, too.
Your mom.
Your mom's disgusting.
Whatever. Just like, one of our other callers who called in.
Oh, who?
You know. Al Roker?
I didn't get that message.
You didn't get the Al Roker message?
Yeah.
We'll play it then.
Okay.
Hi, this message is for Ben and Joe. This is Al Roker. I just want to let you guys know that, your show really sucks. And, yeah, guess what's happening in your neck of the woods, bitches? Dope cheese.
Funny. He doesn't like our show.
You know what?
Al Roker doesn't like our show.
I used to like The View, but now I don't.
What, he's on The View?
Yeah, isn't he on The View?
I thought The View was all girls.
That's Star Jones.
Oh, I get them confused.
They both had their stomachs stapled.
And they both look exactly the same now.
Wow, weird.
Did you know if you get your stomach stapled, you can only have about like 5 or 6 ounces of food?
Wow.
And then you feel like you're totally full.
I thought you were going to say only like 5 or 6 babies.
You probably only have 5 or 6 babies at a time. Yeah, well, do fat women carry more babies? Like a litter?
Maybe.
That's controversial. Why don't we ask a doctor?
Okay.
Well, you know what? Wait.
You know who left us a message about that same topic?
What did he do?
Daryl Strawberry.
What?
He's a doctor now.
Like that.
Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Daryl Strawberry.
And Dr. Mookie Wilson.
Hey, Doc, what's up? Hey. Dr. Mookie Wilson and I both went to NYMMS. That's the New York Mets Medical School. And Dr. Mookie, did you know this?
What? Did I know what?
That fat women, fat bitches.
Don't use that language around me.
Sorry, Mookie. They can have more than one baby at a time. They have litters.
What, you mean like twins? Like they have twins?
Like lots of twins.
Like triplets?
No, like 4 twins.
Quadruplets?
Yeah. So I just gotta say, don't choose.
Don't choose.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, Daryl Strawberry, is he a doctor? I don't know if...
He went to the NYMMS, okay. Which means he must have become a doctor.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe all these ex-Mets are becoming doctors.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Like, maybe Howard Johnson? Hojo? Maybe he'll become
one? Wait, Howard Johnson, the guy who has a restaurant and hotel?
Yeah, he also played for the Mets.
Really?
Yeah, while he was inventing those, he played for the
Mets.
Wait,
he invented hotels?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Restaurants?
Yeah. Just like our next caller did.
Wait, how many calls are we going to have?
Like a million, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know who called us?
Wait, how would they call us?
They call our number.
Our voicemail number.
Yeah, I'll say the area code, you say the rest.
Okay.
718-304-7853.
Okay. I don't remember that.
I will.
So, yeah, here's one from,
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton called us?
Yeah.
All right, let's play that.
Hi, Ben and Joe. This is Paris Hilton. I'm calling your show just to tell you that, I suck, and, you're way better than me, and, dope cheese. Dope cheese.
Hello.
Wow, I can't believe Paris Hilton likes our show so much more than herself.
Yeah, she sucks.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah. You know, she's not the only famous daughter of a...
hotel chain owner.
She has that double.
It's basically like her double.
It's like her doppelganger. What? It's a doppelganger.
Oh my god.
Like an evil twin.
Isn't that the shit that hangs off the dog's fur? Play the call.
Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Barris. Barris Bilton. I just wanted to call to say that my hotel chain is better than Hilton Hotels, because you can stay at Bilton's for only a few bills. Tins. Alright, well, I gotta go pretend I'm, cool. Nope, dude!
Up here.
Did your butt where? Hold?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? We're recording.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Barris Bilton.
Oh my god, these people just got our phone number. 718.
304.
7853?
Yeah.
7853.
Good one. God. Joe, we're over 10 minutes.
Oh my god. Well.
This has never happened before.
Yeah, well, we're going to go a little bit longer today. It's an extra special
Cinco de Mayo Friday
episode of iHeart Snacks.
I'll put it up on Saturday.
Yeah, whatever. Why don't you go kill your mother?
Oh.
Speaking of killing your mother.
Kevin Sorbo just killed his mom.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He killed her.
He should call us for some legal advice, I think.
Well, he actually left a voice message. A voice message.
A male? Is he a male?
He is.
Does he have a penis?
Yes.
Alright.
He killed his mom. And he called. He killed his mom and then called our voicemail. I think it was like seconds after he killed
his mom. I've got to hear this.
Okay, let's play it.
God, there's so much blood on my phone. Oh, it's connected. Ben, Joe, this is Kevin Sorbo. Alright, listen. I just killed my mother. I did it with the axe I got from Cole. I'm sorry, I'm a little emotional. I killed her because she told me that making Cole 2 would be a bad idea. Even when I told her there was... Cole 2! Sorry, I'm really sad. Cole 2, baby, Cole! Damn it! Damn you! Dope
cheese. Oh my god.
Wow. I kind of feel bad for him.
For him? Feel bad for me. Now I can't see call 2, baby call. Look who's calling.
Now.
God. Yeah, wonder why.
Do you think he's going to go to jail?
Now he's famous.
Yeah.
I mean, he used an axe. When was the last time somebody got killed by an axe?
I don't know. I don't remember. I can't think of actually one.
Neither can I. Erica, do you know?
I got nothing.
God. What about, Val Kilmer? Didn't he kill someone with an axe?
No, I think just Mad Mardigan did. Mad Marbles. He had Mad Bag of Marbles. Speaking
Willow.
Of Willow.
Yeah?
He called.
Wait, Willow?
Yeah.
Willow called?
He did. He had a little mini phone. And he, pressed the numbers. He has to use, his little mini fingers.
His mini fingers?
Yeah. Like his regular fingers shrunk. It's even smaller than a midget.
Wait, how does he dial our phone number if he's got little tiny fingers? Doesn't it take forever? Like, it's little tiny fingers, big phone. Or no, he's got a mini phone.
Probably has a mini phone. He's got a razor. No.
A mini razor?
He thinks it's a phone, but he's just walking around with this big razor. Going, hello, this is Willow. Hello! Oh, I got my magic stick here. Up. Hey, look at my magic acorns or something from the movie, right? Should we bother playing his voicemail?
It was a horrible voicemail I heard.
Yeah, fuck you, Willow. How dare you call our show and say all those obscenities? I've never heard a miniature person say cunt, have you? Here's a little sound clip from it.
Cunt.
Wow.
Fucking pervert.
Willow is gross.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not a big fan of him anymore.
No.
I used to have a t-shirt that said, I'm a big fan of Willow. And it was
really... I'm a big fan of Willow.
That was really funny, right? It was almost as humorous as, I'm a slightly interested... It's Italian. It was an Italian shirt.
What? What? I don't remember this.
It said, I'm a slightly... Alright, I need oxygen.
Breathe when you laugh.
I'm sorry. I'm still emotional about Cole's mom dying.
Being murdered.
I'm a slightly interested in Andre the Giant. Alright, see, now the irony was totally lost because it was supposed to be, I'm a big fan of Willow. big being he's short, and then it should have been I'm a little fan of Andre the Giant, but I laugh so hard. And poor it's it's not funny anymore.
I still don't get it.
Fuck you, Andre. Oh wait, he's dead.
Andre the Giant rocks.
Oh my god. He all also right. wants a peanut. Let's just somebody give him a peanut. He's dead now. Give him a dead peanut.
Are we done?
I'm done. I'm done talking.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for letting me come on this show.
That was great. Sorry you didn't do a lot of talking, because we took so many voicemails today. It's just our number is so popular.
718-304-7853. Nice.
Thanks. Or you can check us out on iTunes.
Yep.
Can't call us there. But check us out on iTunes. Type in,
Joe, if they're listening to the show, they already know.
Oh. But maybe they're listening to their friend's iPod.
Okay.
If you're, Edie or Evie or Eddie, whoever you were, call back or email us. Gmail us for the love of Christ.
Yeah, we don't get any Gmails.
That's iHeartSnacks@gmail.com. Heart Thanks. Spelled out.
Yeah, thank you.
Sounds so much cooler when a girl says it. Erica, she subscribed. Yeah. Subscribe. Hit the subscribe button.
Yeah.
Right. I did it.
It's
you
right
should.
On our Blogspot.
Don't hit it. Just click on it. If you hit your computer screen,
won't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you hit monitors, they bite you. Because they're really lizards.
Yeah. And, Patrick, what the fuck is that thing?
What?
It's in a Goody.
Yeah, a Goody this.